Parshas Korach, there's a beautiful vort from Rabbi Yeshua Lev Divskin, from the Maril Diskin, that ought to bring a smile to your face. So hopefully, I'll share the idea, and hopefully you'll be grinning from ear to ear for the rest of the day. In Perek Tez Zayin, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Hashem tells Moshe and Aaron, Hibadlu mitocha eda hazos, va'achale osam kiroga. Separate yourselves from this eda, from this congregation, and I will destroy them in a moment. We're going to focus on two of those words. Hibadlu, which means to separate, mitocha eda. Hashem calls them the eda, the congregation. The pasuk continues that the next pasuk, that Moshe and Aaron's response was vayiplo apnehem, and they tell Hashem, ha'isha chad yechetov al kol ha'eda tiktov. One person does an avera, you're going to kill the whole eda, the whole congregation. Again, he uses the word eda. Then we have in the upcoming psukim, the Torah tells us Moshe Rabbeinu's declaration that. He says, "V'embriya yivra Hashem upatsa adam asapia," that the ground is going to open up and it's going to swallow, and that's what happens, and it swallows Korach and Dasan and Avira. Then moving on to Revi'i, there's a magefa. So this is in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud. The Torah tells us Hashem says to Moshe, "Hey romu mitocha eda." Now, instead of Hibadlu, it's Heiromu. So, Maril Diskin, question number one, why does it say Heiromu, lift yourselves up? Before it said separate. Now it's saying, lift yourselves up. Mitocha Eda, from the Eda. And it calls them the Eda. Vachala Osam Kiraga. Vayiplo Apneim. Okay. So, question number one is, why does it say Heiromu over here? Why doesn't it say Hibadlu? So. If you look a few psukim later, the pasuk says, "Vayikach." This is pasuk Yud Beis now. "Vayikach Aharon kasher diber Moshe." Aharon took the like Moshe had said, because the negev, the plague, had already started. "Vayaratz el toch hakahal." Now Aharon goes el toch hakahal. So here we have again a shift. We have Aaron goes into the Kahal. He doesn't run into the Eda, he runs into the Kahal. Question number two, says the Maril Diskin, why all of a sudden are we switching what we're calling the people? We were calling them Eda until now, which means congregation, and now we're calling them Kahal, which also means congregation, but it's a different word. It has a different connotation. What is meant, what does the Torah mean to tell us by the word Kahal? And then the Torah ends off when the Torah describes in Pasuk Yud Dalet, "Vayihiu ha-mesim b'magefa." Those who died in the plague, arba asar elef ushvameos, 14,700 people died in the plague. Milvat ha-mesim al dvar Korach. Besides those who died because of what happened with Korach, so the Maril Diskin asks a third question: what does the people who died al dvar Korach have to do with the magefa? There were two separate stories. One happened yesterday. 250 men died with the Ketores, and Korach, and Dasan Aviram. And then there was a plague, and another 14,700 people died. But what it seems as if this was in addition, like the numbers go together. So what's going on here? Says the Maril Diskin, an unbelievable thing. Maril Diskin says, really, what was supposed to happen here was, the Ribbono Shel Olam had said earlier, the first pasuk that we read was in Perek Tez Zayin, pasuk Chaf Aleph, Hibadlu mitocha eda azos, v'achala osam kiraga. The Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to wipe out everybody. He wanted to wipe out the entire Jewish people. He was very angry at what happened. He wanted to wipe everybody out. So Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, they daven, please don't do it. Don't get upset at everybody. It shouldn't be that way. So the Ribbono Shel Olam's response when the Magefa starts is, Hey Romu, says Maril Diskin, Hey Romu means Lashon Truma. You have to give a Lashon, you have to give Truma. In other words, the Ribbono Shel Olam said to Moshe and Aaron, I agree, I'm maskim, I agree that I'm going to not destroy the entire people, but hey Romu, but give me a truma. There has to be a punishment. There has to be a degree of I have to I have to acknowledge what happened and act on it. So there has to be some sort of punishment. So hey Romu, give me truma. What's truma? So there's three levels of truma. There's 1/40th, 1/50th, and 1/60th. Says the Maril Diskin, because this was an Idan Rizcha, Hashem was angry, they had to give the best type. What's the best type? is the 1/40th. Normally we're talking about produce. We give 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th. 1/40th is the most generous. 1/50th is the average. And 1/60th is a stingy person. But here we have to give. It's Idan Rischa. Hashem is angry. So we have to give the 1/40th. Says Maril Diskin. Can't make this stuff up. Maril Diskin, figure it out. How many people were Klal Yisrael? What's the number that we count Klal Yisrael as? The answer is 603,550. That's what the Torah tells us, is the number of people that were there. So you have 600,550. What is 1/40th of that? So if you do the math on your calculator, you'll see that it's 15,088.75. So the Maril Diskin says right away, 1 second, let's wipe out the 0.75 because 3/4 of a person, but you can't kill 3/4 of a person and let 1/4 live. So if 1/4 deserves to live, you have to keep the whole body alive. So let's wipe out the 0.75. 15,088 people. Says Maril Diskin, now we understand why it says, hey, Romu. Because they had to give truma. It was a remez that they had to give truma. They had to give 1/40th of Klal Yisrael, had to be punished. And now we can go to the third question, which was, why does the Torah lump them together? As if now 14,700 people died, milvad ha-mesim al-dvar Korach, besides what happened with Korach. Because they're all going to go together. They're all part of this truma. Everybody was supposed to be destroyed. Hashem said, I'm not going to destroy everybody, but I'm still going to take 1/40th. So let's add up the numbers. 14,700 plus the 250 Makrive HaKetores, that's 14,700 plus 250, is 14,950. Now let's add Korach, Dasan, Va'aviram, that's another three. 14,953. We have to get to 15,088. So 14,953 to get to 15,000 is 47. And then to get to 15,088 is 88 plus 47 is 135, says the Maril Diskin. And this is going to answer the second question. What was Maril Diskin bothered by? The whole time they were called the Ada. And over here it says when there was a Magefa, Moshe ran into El Toch HaKahol. Kahol, Kuf Hei Lamed, 135. Gematria, 135. The Kuf is 100, the Hei is 5, and the Lamed is 30. So the Gematria, the reason the Torah switches to Kahol from Ada is because Kahol is 135, and that was the amount of people that was needed to get to the number of 15,088. And that's why the Torah switches to the word Kahol. And says the Maril Diskin that really 15,088 were supposed to die. But since Aaron HaKohen ran Tocha Kahol, and he brought the Ketores, so because of that, Vaychaper al Ha'am, the Pasuk says, he was Mechaper on those people. So he saved the Kahal, the 135. And in the end, the people that died were 14,953, not 15,088. That answers all of the Maril Diskin's questions, and that should give you a very big smile for the rest of the day.